It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. How are you doing? Oh, I'm glad we can be together right now. Look at this. This is a bag that's made out of some material that has an old-fashioned alphabet on it. See that alphabet? That's like people making themselves into letters of the alphabet. You know, people have been drawing the alphabet for a long, long time. But inside here is a new book that one of my neighbors made. It's called The Speedy Delivery Alphabet Book. And this is a present for Mr. McFeely. So I think I'll call him and see if he can come over. Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. McFeely. How are you? Oh, busy. I see. Well, is Mr. McFeely there? Well, when he gets back, would you ask him to give me a call? Oh, nothing urgent. No. Yes. Thank you. Goodbye, Miss McFeely. Mr. McFeely is out making some deliveries. But I think I'll show you this book anyway. It's really something fun. It's an alphabet way of Mr. McFeely making his speedy deliveries. All different ways. Here we go. Mr. McFeely runs the speedy delivery service. He has many ways to make his deliveries. Some are fast, some are slow, but each one begins with a different letter of the alphabet. A for airplane. There's Mr. McFeely making a speedy delivery in an airplane. B, bus. Can you find Mr. McFeely in the bus? Right there. C for canoe. Mr. McFeely with his packages in the canoe, making a delivery. D for dog sled. Look at all those deliveries he has. E. Who's helping him with this delivery? E for elephant. F. Fire truck. You see where Mr. McFeely is in the fire truck? G. Oh, he's in a golf cart. H, or helicopter. Can you find him in the helicopter? I, he's making a delivery on ice skates. J, jet plane. There he is in the jet plane. K for kayak, going down the waters. L, oh, look. He's going up on a ladder, making a delivery to these birds up here. M, motorboat. Here he is driving the motorboat. Look, an N for the neighborhood trolley. See Mr. McFeely sitting in the neighborhood trolley? O for ox cart. P, oh look, pogo stick. Jumping along on his pogo stick. Q for quarter horse. R, rolling along on his roller skates. S, oh, he has a stagecoach. S for stagecoach. All of his deliveries up there on the stagecoach. T, he's on his tricycle. Tricycle with three wheels. Tri. One, two, three. Tricycle. U, unicycle. One wheel. Unicycle. V, oh, he's swinging on a vine to make a delivery. Wonderful. W for wagon. We've seen Mr. McFeely deliver with a wagon, haven't we? X for Zeebeck. Now that's the name of this boat. It's a Zeebeck. Can you see Mr. McFeely on that Zeebeck, on that special boat? There he is. Y, he's on a yak, that animal. And Z for zebra. That zebra is helping Mr. McFeely make his delivery. The Speedy Delivery Alphabet Book. Let's sing the alphabet song, all right? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Oh, there's the phone. Let's see who it is. Maybe it's he now. Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. McFeely. Yes, I did. I was hoping you might be able to stop by today. No, not a delivery. It's more like a pickup. That's right, a pickup, but not a delivery. After a while? Well, that's good enough for us. We'll see you when you come. No, just a pickup. Right, thanks. Goodbye, Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely says that he'll come over after a while, and we'll give this surprise to him then. In the meantime, let's have some make-believe, right? I'll just leave it right here. Oh, look. We'll have some make-believe. On trolley. We've been pretending that the trolley has been going much too fast all along the tracks in make-believe. There's no time for anybody or anything to get on. The different neighbors have been trying to help. And last time, Lady Aberlin and cousin Steve the Owl were even trying to catch the trolley with trolley nets. So let's think more about that as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay, trolley? Neighborhood of make-believe.
I missed it again. Oh boy, now what?
X the Owl's cousin Steve, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
You're a tall one for an owl.
Oh, I'm on skates, sire.
Oh, I see. Shiny skates, aren't they? Yes. And what are you catching with your net?
Not much of anything, Your Highness.
But what are you trying to catch with your net?
Oh, I've been trying to catch the neighborhood trolley and get it to slow down.
Yes, well, some things are fast, and some things are...
Hello, Daddy. Oh. Hello, Cousin Steve.
Hello, Tuesday.
Prince Tuesday, I presume.
Correct as usual, Daddy.
Speaking of fast things, recite your speedy alphabet for Cousin Steve.
Yes. Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Wow, that is fast.
There isn't much you can do with it.
I find it very impressive, son. You may say it again before I take my leave.
Do I have to, Daddy?
You do not, but it would please me if you did.
Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
Telephone
H...
calls.
Oh, Mrs. Kate, such interruptions. Someone's always calling me at inappropriate times.
Well, actually, there are two telephone calls, King Friday.
Two? Oh, my. A king's work is never done.
Well, one is for Prince Tuesday, and the other one is for Cousin Stephen Owl.
Oh, well, then carry on. I have an important meeting inside. Farewell.
Goodbye,
Dad. Farewell, King Friday. First call is for you, Tuesday.
Okay. Hello? Oh, hi, Daniel. Sure. I'll tell Mom and Dad and come right over. Thanks. Daniel wants me to go to his clock. I'll see you all later.
Oh, you will tell your Mom and Dad where you're going, won't you?
Oh, sure. I always do that. Oh, see you.
Okay.
Goodbye, Tuesday.
Bye-bye. Next call is for you on line two.
Thank you. Hello, Cousin Stephen Lee Owl here. How may I help you? Yes? Oh, that's you, Cousin X. Right, I've been trying to get the trolley to slow down. Okay. Sure, I'd be glad to. See you in a minute. Goodbye. Thank you, Miss P. Oh, that was my Cousin X.
Whoa, that's a short distance call if I ever heard one.
Yes, it is a short distance from there to here.
Well, I've got to get back to my switchboard.
And I to my tree.
Happy traveling.
Same to you.
Okay.
Hey, you're great at that, Cousin Steve.
It's a little like flying.
Yes, it is. Of course, it's with your feet. Anyway, I've been thinking about your trying to slow down the trolley and all.
I haven't been much help.
I have an idea.
What is it?
You'll need to come inside so I can show you.
Should I bring my net?
I don't think you'll need your net.
Lady A.
Well, Tuesday, what a surprise to see you here.
Daniel called and asked me to come over.
Oh, I don't want to bother you.
Oh, I'm glad you came.
Well, I just wanted to show somebody this vine I found on the path.
It's nice.
Isn't it? Would you like to swing on it? I'll hold it for you.
Oh, not right now. I just wondered if you might talk with Daniel.
Oh, sure. Is something wrong?
He seems to be sad. I don't know why.
Oh, well, of course. Please ask him to come out, or I could come in.
Okay, just a minute.
I wonder what could be making Daniel sad.
Here he is, Lady A.
Oh, hi, Lady Amberlynn.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Pretty good. You have a pretty vine there.
Isn't it pretty? Would you like to swing on it? I'll hold it for you.
Not today, thanks.
Is there something you would like to talk about, Daniel?
The alphabet?
You'd like to talk about the alphabet? You mean A, B, C, D, E, F, G?
Sort of.
H?
Sort of. You say it, Tuesday.
Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, D, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
My gracious, that's fast.
Thanks.
I can't do it. I start out and I get all mixed up, like A, B, C, D, X, Y, U, V, K, L, O, T, N, Z, M, S, N, M. You see, I just can't do it fast.
And that makes you feel sad?
Yes, it does.
Does your teacher say you have to learn it fast?
No, she never said that. I just learned it that way because Daddy likes me to do it.
But I can't do it.
Well, what can you do with the alphabet, Daniel?
I can spell my name.
How do you spell your name?
D-A-N-I-E-L, Daniel.
Oh, and what else can you do with the alphabet?
Spell T-A-M-E. That means tame.
And what else?
I-L-O-V-E-Y-O-U.
And what does that spell?
Oh, I love you.
I didn't know that. Teach that to me, okay?
Okay. I-L-O-V-E-Y-O-U.
Okay. L-O-V-E-L-O-U.
No. Start out very slowly, Tuesday. I-L-O-V-E.
I-L-O-V-E.
That's good. Now, Y-O-U.
Y-O-U.
That's it. I love you.
Looks like you two are both good learners.
But I learn things best when I learn them slowly.
And I think maybe I do, too.
I wish we could get the trolley to realize that slow is very good, too.
Maybe your vine could help.
I never thought of that, Daniel. You have such good ideas.
You do too, Lady A.
That's for sure. Guess we'd better get on with our play, Tuesday.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay.
Thanks, Lady A.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Oh, there you are. I've been looking everywhere for you.
Oh, I was over by the clock.
You have a call on line one.
Oh, thanks, Miss Polificate. Yes? Hello?
So it's not saying the alphabet very fast that's the important thing. What's important is learning how to put the letters of the alphabet together to make words. And Daniel taught the prince how to spell I love you. L-O-V-E. That spells love. Can you say that? L-O-V-E.
Ove. What do you suppose Lady Aberlin will do with her vine? And what do you suppose X the Owl and his cousin Steve will plan to do? We'll think about those things next time. There's somebody at the door. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Good.
Speedy
Come
delivery.
In, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. I must say I'm curious. You called for a pickup, but not a delivery.
Not a delivery, that's right. Would you please come in?
Oh, sure would. What is the pickup?
It's a present for you.
A present for me?
Mm-hmm.
What? The Speedy Delivery Alphabet Book. This is for me?
It is.
Well, thank you.
You see how this Speedy Delivery looks like?
It matches that Speedy
exactly.
Delivery?
It's a book that shows different ways of your delivering things. There, you see, in an airplane.
Airplane?
Let me see.
This is wonderful.
All different ways. There you are, with an elephant helping you. Mm-hmm.
That would be a slow delivery.
That's right.
Look at this.
There you are on ice skates.
Well, that would be a fast delivery.
That's right. There you are going up a ladder.
Up a ladder. With bird seed for some birds in the tree. This is wonderful.
You like it?
There
you are on your real tricycle.
Now,
some
no.
are pretend and some are real.
Well, this is a lot of fun. I want to see just one thing in here. What is R for Rogers? Roller skates.
Roller skates.
This is a lot of fun. And speaking of fun.
Yes.
I have something to show you.
Oh, you do?
I do. In here, it's a funny fast surprise on there.
FFF, Funny Fast Film.
That's right, Funny Fast Film.
Oh, could we see it?
We can.
What's it about?
Well, it's about the day that I was raking leaves, only I'm raking them faster than real.
Oh, good. All right, let's try.
But remember, as we're watching it, it's the film that makes it look like it's going fast.
Good.
All righty?
Because it's a Funny Fast Film.
Funny Fast Film.
We'll show it on Picture Picture, Mr. McFeely raking leaves in a funny, fast way.
Speedy raking.
Yes.
Well, I have to go now. I just thought you'd enjoy that film, and thank you for this book.
Is your stagecoach waiting for you?
My stagecoach?
Look under S.
Under S. My stagecoach. There I am in front of a stagecoach.
That's right.
Well, I'll just roll on out.
Good for you,
well,
Mr.
Thank
McKinley.
You very much. I cannot wait to show this to Betsy and my grandchildren. And you know something? Every time we read it, we'll think of you.
Oh, thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Well,
I'm so glad you like it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. He really liked it. Whew, that's the best part of giving something. When somebody's able to like what you've given them. There you are, fish. I like giving you some food, too. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feels the right time for a friendship with me, you see. Can you spell friend? F-R-I-E-N-D, special, good. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. It's not so much what we have in this life that matters. It's what we do with what we have. The alphabet is fine, but it's what we do with it that matters most, making words like friend and love. That's what really matters. What did I have in here when I came for the beginning of our visit? That book for Mr. McFeely. Oh, it gives me such a good feeling to know that we can be together with these visits. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being yourself. Yep, there's only one person in this whole world like you, and that's you. And there's only one person in the whole world like your neighbor, and that's your neighbor. And people can like you and your neighbor exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.